You're listening to a Clare FM podcast. Morning Focus broadcasts weekdays from 9am to 12 midday.
Gavin James on Clare FM. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. I see in this morning's Clare People newspaper how he recently sung for some of the kids in one of the primary schools here in Ennis. Very nice gesture indeed, I felt. So for that reason alone, I felt it was worth sharing that with you on the programme this morning. Now, speaking of nice, it's one of the definitions we can certainly use for my next guest in her new book, Home Thoughts from the Heart. Broadcaster Mary Kennedy's inviting us into her world, sharing stories from her life at home and abroad, family weddings and gatherings, a love of gardening, her spiritual life, favourite recipes that have been handed down the generations, and plenty more as well. Mary Kennedy, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gavin. That was absolutely beautiful. I was listening to Gavin James. That was so beautiful.
Absolutely, indeed. It is downhill from there, I'm afraid.
But thank you. Set a very nice tone. Very
I'll try.
Tone.
I'll try. A very good morning. I hope you're well.
I'm very well, thank you. And looking forward to Christmas. I can't believe it's God this day last next week.
I know. This time next week, the big man will have been and gone, and we'll be cooking the dinner and all that. A time of the year that you enjoy, like all of us, I hope.
I absolutely love it. I really do. I actually love this time when, before Christmas, when all the jobs are ticked off and the shopping is done, and then you can say, look, do you want to come around for a cup of coffee and a mince pie or bits and pieces like that, where you have time to, because, you know, during the year we have so little time. It's nice to wind down and have time for people. That makes, I mean, especially when, you know, we're all adults in my family. It's not a question of, you know, Santa Claus isn't going to be coming to us. So,
indeed. No, I know what you're saying.
It's about people. It's about people.
But from that point of view of everybody taking a break, albeit a very short one, together, and I know it's not everybody, there are people working, of course, but the vast majority of people taking a break, as somebody said in this programme last week, you'd have to invent it if it didn't exist, because it's just that opportunity to pause, I suppose.
Yeah, that's very true, actually. To pause, but also to reconnect with things that we enjoy doing during the year and with people that we mightn't have seen. So I would agree with that. And I also am very aware that there are people who are not looking forward to Christmas and who might feel lonely at Christmas. And, you know, that's something we're all familiar with. And I think it's nice to reach out to people like that.
And it was actually something I was going to bring up. You've spoken about loneliness yourself before.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, I did. I was in the last book. And, you know, people sometimes say to me, gosh, you're very brave to talk about that. And I say, well, you know, but you kind of come across like Billy No Mates, which I'm not. I've lots of friends and I'm a very happy family life. But that doesn't mean that you don't have lonely moments. And I wrote a chapter in the last book about feeling lonely, and it really struck a chord, because sometimes people are a little bit shy of opening up and letting our vulnerability out. But when you can let your vulnerability out, you know, it's such a game changer, because people respond well, people care, people like to be helpful if they can. So, and in this one, in this book that's out now, I spoke about an instance of burnout that I had, which really took me by surprise.
And that was last summer, you were saying, in the book.
It was the summer of last year, 2017, yeah. I'd had a very, very busy year with Eva getting married in November, and then a lot of work around the centenary of 1916, and it was Christmas and a lot of travelling, and it got to the stage where really I was going around in a spiral, and I couldn't remember things that I had done. And then I recognised it in the summer. I was listening to an interview on Ryan Tuberty with a 28-year-old girl who was going through the same thing, and she was describing things like feeling flat, feeling grey, and that was the colour I would use to describe my life at the time. My clothes were piling up in the bedroom on a chair. I just didn't have the motivation to do anything about it. The ironing was piling up in the basket, and I just was running on empty. So I took stock when I heard that. I know there are people who suffer from burnout, and it's chronic. For me, I was feeling very low, sad, grey, and I did something about it. I actually took 2 weeks off immediately and didn't do anything. I just kind of just caught my breath. I was, because I was having little kind of panic, not panic, but panting episodes and shaking of arms and feelings in the morning of, oh my goodness, I have to get up and I have to face all this again. So, yeah, I would recommend to everybody. And this is a good time to talk about this because it's hectic coming up to Christmas and we all have parties and, you know, shopping and all the rest, but it's nice to just, like animals hibernate in winter, it's nice to just slow down and to take time and, you know, just take things simply and easily.
And how do you, how did you take stock, if you don't mind me asking, how did, I mean, you told me how you took stock, but how do you reverse that, I guess, is my question. How do you go
from... Well, I think you have to, well, I'm very conscious of it now, Gavin. I did, I took the 2 weeks off. I then became a little bit more circumspect about the demands I was putting on myself because I like to take on opportunities. I feel that, you know, life is just a bowl of opportunities, but you've got to pace yourself. And and as we get older, we, you know, don't have the same amount of energy. And I'm at that stage where I want to have time for reflection and for just being. I allowed myself, my children were really surprised, but I allowed myself, if I came in the evening, I used to say, okay, well, now I'll do that ironing just in case I don't have time tomorrow or just in case I don't have time. And now it's totally different. I come in, the first thing I do is put on the kettle and if there's anybody there, sit down and chat. I have also... not allowed my mobile phone near my bed since then because it just makes
that,
you...
Is that hard?
No. Well, it's not hard now, Gavin, because I'm so used to it.
Yes.
And when I started doing it, I was so desperate for a change and for a good night's sleep that... and it was one of the things that came up as I was Googling the whole the symptoms
the advice,
of burnout.
Yeah.
So what I do is I put it on the windowsill and use the alarm. And the other thing, one of the things that I found when I was feeling low was I just found it hard to get out of bed. But when that alarm is going off in your ear and there's a 10-minute snooze, that's all, and then you've got to get up.
Absolutely. If it's ringing on the other side of the room, you have to get up and turn it off.
Yeah. It would wake the neighbours, let alone the rest of the house.
I think what you've spoken about, and I mean this in its nicest way, Mary, I promise you, but I think what you've spoken about in some ways is quite ordinary, that an awful lot of people in our busy world will be able to relate to it. And well done on opening up and being honest on it.
Well, you know, Gavin, the first time I mentioned that, obviously, was on the Late Late Show when I was on... talking about the book, and I was surprised when I came off the set and went into the green room.
Yeah.
The texts that are on my phone from friends of mine who said, "Oh my goodness, I feel like that as well," and have felt like that. One friend of mine actually, in the summer just gone, she booked a flight and went to Spain and told nobody and just took a week for herself over there. I did not know some of my friends were going through this as well. So I think it's good that we talk about these things. And you're right, it is something that affects many, many, many of us. But we just try to soldier on and to fight through and to, you know, we shouldn't. And that was something I felt. I said, I shouldn't be feeling like this. I have a good life. I have interesting things to do. But, you know, you have to recharge. You recharge the batteries on your phone, on your car. You have to do them for yourself as well. And you know, my sister, she has a greeting which she uses all the time, and it's how are you in your mind and body and spirit. And really, it's important that we kind of nurture all of those aspects: the physical, the mental, and the spiritual aspects of our lives.
And are you glad you've opened up and been honest in this way?
Oh, absolutely. I have no problem. I mean, that's my third time to open up, because there was the loneliness in the last book, and the one before that, it was about menopause. Now, that was 7-8 years ago, and menopause was not kind of spoken about. It was spoken about by people who weren't going through the menopause, but people like me who were going through the menopause kind of liked to pretend that it wasn't happening, or because it was kind of an admission that... you know, the egg timer is moving in a certain direction, and it takes a bit of getting used to. I always feel when I'm writing like something like that, I say, okay, we'll write it, and I always write from the heart, and I always write honestly because it's cathartic for me. I always say, if at the end of the chapter, if I don't want to send it, if I'm a little bit funny about it. I just don't have to press the send button.
Of course,
but it's never happened. It's never happened.
Good. Glad to hear. And you do sound quite happy nearly talking about it, if you know what I mean. It does seem like you're unburdened in a way, and hopefully that's the case.
Yes, and I hope that people become unburdened by hearing it and saying, yeah, because we are all in this together.
Yeah.
And life is good, but you have to, you know, keep it healthy.
Absolutely, indeed. There's lots more in the book. We've focused on that aspect of it, but are you a big gardener?
There are happy things as well, yeah.
Exactly, yes, it is Christmas. I want to light it up a little bit, but you're a big fan of gardening?
Yes, I love gardening. And one of the things I really like about this book is that my daughter, Lucy, who's a photographer, she took most of the photos. Now, there were ones, the recipes she couldn't, she was away, and also the wedding she couldn't because she was a bridesmaid, but she took all the photos of the garden. I absolutely love gardening. I love getting the... I find it very therapeutic. My son cuts the grass for me because, you know, I mean, you can't do everything.
Yeah.
But I like it to look nice, and I love entertaining in the garden. I love having people over. And gosh, we were blessed this summer.
Absolutely.
I couldn't believe I left my cushions out for 3 weeks without having to take them in at night. Imagine. They didn't get wet in 3 weeks.
There were many complaining about drought down this neck of the woods when all that happened.
But, well, yes, that's true.
We enjoy it as we do. We absolutely. It's fabulous to speak with you, and I wish you all the very best, and still enjoying the work on Nationwide.
Oh, I love it. We celebrated our 25th birthday. I've been with it for 14 years. I love getting into the car with a sense of anticipation, heading out the M50 and going to somewhere. And you get a great welcome with Nationwide. We're not going to ask hard questions. We're there to kind of focus on positivity and enterprise and people doing things for themselves. So it's lovely to work on. Yeah.
Look, we wish you all the very best with Christmas,
Gavin,
and everything else.
Thank you very much, and a very happy Christmas to you and to all of the listeners for Clare FM.
Many happy returns, Mary Kennedy. Thanks for joining us this morning. Goodbye, and happy Christmas to you. Bye-bye. Home Thoughts from the Heart is Mary Kennedy's new book, and it's available in all shops where good books are sold. Morning Focus here on Clare FM.
If it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964, or email focus@clare.fm.